Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents related to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump has ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily. A day after tweeting that the long-anticipated release of the JFK file documents, Mr. Trump wrote that he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of national security. Much of the scholarly interest in the assassination papers focuses on files concerning Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. The assassination happened in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963, as we hear in this Dallas radio report from that day.
The President of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination. Less than a week after Mr. Kennedy's death, President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren to conduct an independent inquiry. International investigative panel has determined the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on April the 4th. The attack on a rebel-held town killed and sickened scores of civilians and led to the U.S. airstrike 3 days later on a Syrian military base. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Assad has no role to play in the future of his country and that he must go.
The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
During a short stopover in Geneva at the end of a week-long trip to major capitals in the Middle East and South Asia, Tillerson made his remarks following discussions regarding ongoing developments in Syria with Staffan de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria. Syria's civil war has gone on now for more than 6 years. Nearly 500,000 people have been killed, and around 11 million people have been displaced, both inside and outside the country. Tillerson noted positive signs toward a political resolution to the crisis could be seen. Kenyan opposition supporters clashed with police near burning barricades seeking a derail on an election rerun likely to give President Uhuru Kenyatta another term rather than his opponent Raila Odinga. Reuters' Scarlett Zovanovich reporting.
Protesters clashed with police, throwing stones and lighting fires in the streets. There were reports gunfire had killed one person and wounded three more. Earlier, residents of a slum neighborhood in the capital firebombed a church designated as a polling station. These crowds have heeded opposition leader Raila Odinga's call for a voter boycott. Scenes like this had been feared since August's annulled election, where some 50 people were killed in the chaotic aftermath. Odinga has refused to take part in the second attempt over failings to replace election officials. It will likely hand a tainted victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, who cast his vote early in the day. And while polling stations did open in much of the country, there are fears if some counties failed to hold elections, it could trigger legal challenges to the result.
Reuters' Scarlett Zovanovich reporting. United States has blacklisted 7 North Korean officials and 3 government entities, saying they engaged in human rights abuses that are among the worst in the world. Latest U.S. condemnation of the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un comes as President Trump nears the start of a 5-nation Asia trip in early November, including visits to South Korea, China, and Japan. Mr. Trump is planning wide-ranging talks with leaders in the region about North Korea's continued defiance of the UN, the United Nations dictates against further nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.